and you're listening to CJLO 1690 AM in Montreal.
Hello, you're listening to CJLO News. A musical concert is planned outside of a dépanneur on Sherbrooke West and Harvard Street later this month to celebrate the life of an iconic local cat. Humbert, the cat who ran in the federal election for the NDG Westmount riding in 2015, has unfortunately died. Humbert was known as a local character on a stretch of Sherbrooke Road near Harvard Street. He was known as the Bodega Cat and could be seen almost daily at the dépanneur on this corner. He was also the inspiration for the Alley Cat Gallery, an alley of cat-themed wall art beside the dépanneur. Here is Humbert's owner, local musician, record producer, and NDG character himself, John Jordan.
I would have people I didn't know constantly sending me photographs they'd taken of them. You know, they would go in the dep and the dep would tell them who I was, and they'd look me up on Facebook and I'd get all these great pictures of him. Like, he's really been a big part of a lot of people's lives in this little corner.
Jordan announced Humbert's passing away recently after the cat was killed instantly by a vehicle on Sherbrooke. Jordan reminisced about the federal election 10 years ago when Humbert got international attention for his campaign.
He thought it would be funny if we made up some posters for Humbert to run in the election. There was like, let's keep the box clean, but it was in French. It was Gardons la boîte propre, and treats for everyone, and there's a whole bunch of them. And then literally the next day, there was a story in the Huffington Post about it. Someone just snapped a picture of one of the posters and wrote a little blurb about it. And that was the start of a media frenzy.
Humbert's campaign was covered in Global News, The Gazette, and even CBC's radio show As It Happens on their national broadcast. Although Humbert was never officially registered as a candidate, Jordan recalls a funny mix-up that caused some local confusion.
There was this independent candidate, Lisa Kahn, who was running independently, and someone on her campaign team was talking to The Gazette and said, as a joke, she was running on behalf of Humbert the cat. And it was like just a joke, but the reporter took her seriously. So when they printed the results of the riding in the Gazette, for her votes, it didn't have her name. It said Humbert the cat, 121 votes in the newspaper.
On Sunday, April 20th at noon, Jordan will be throwing Humbert Palooza to honor this charismatic kitty outside of the dépanneur where he spent most of his time. Local musicians, including an a cappella group, will be performing some cat-themed songs. For the Local Journalism Initiative, I'm Adam Innes.
Remain seated, please. Permanecer sentados, por favor.
Corchester's dead! Hear this castle now!
You are now about to witness the strength of street knowledge.
Years of healing, giving way to pain, and it was all considered.
Be sure to tell them large marks sent you.
Collect the cash. Can you get over all the night?
one big truck.
Guess you guys aren't ready for that yet. But your kids are gonna love it.
CJLO 1690 Electric Messiah Radio. That was Earth Splitter by John Candy. This is Carcass with Dance of Ixtab. Turn it up.
All right.
classic, John Carpenter. So that was Carcass, Dance of Ixtab. Let me adjust this here. And like always, play a bit of John Carpenter. He got a star on the Walk of Fame. Anybody who gets a star on the Walk of Fame has to pay for it. So they paid for his star on the Walk of Fame. Anyway, John Carpenter, again and again. Welcome to the show. This is the 8th episode. Last night I went to go see Belphegor at Beanfield Theater. That was fun. Belphegor, Arcona, Vale of Panath. Path? Nath? I don't know how to pronounce that. It doesn't matter. Last night at Piranha Bar was the Vakken Metal Battle, where the bands battle it out to see who gets to represent Canada at the Vakken Metal Fest, which I think is in August. The winner of the Eastern battle was a band called Soul Thief from the Gatineau, Ottawa region. And so I figured we'd play a song by Soul Thief. This is I Can Be Your Johnny Cash from the Citadel EP, Electric Messiah, CJLO 1690.
Something's not right, what's in my head? Something's not right, what's in my head? Just counting down the days until I'm never better again. Something's not right, what's in my head? Just counting down the days until I'm never better again. Like I told you, there's a screw loose. Something ain't right, it's out of fucking plain sight. Well, I don't think I'm gonna make it out alive tonight. So nail me to that cross and lay me. Yet I still feel alone.
Ah!
Do you want to have a discussion about movies?
Mrs. Robinson, you're trying to seduce me.
And have the iconic sounds of cinema?
Well, tune in to At the Movies with Iconic Sounds every Tuesday from 8 to 9 a.m.
Only on CJLO 1690 a.m. in Montreal with your hosts Remy
and Danny.
The federal election is on April 28th. Waking up for an early class? That's hard. Voting is easy. You can register and vote on campus from April 13th to 16th. And don't forget to bring accepted ID. Check elections.ca to find out where and when you can vote.
Do you love hip-hop and R&B? Is your Thursday afternoon lacking groove? I'm DJ Samuel D. Roberts, and I got you covered. Listen to my show, Whip Appeal. I'll be playing hip-hop bangers, R&B slow jams, and everything in between from Canada and around the globe to groove up your Thursday afternoon. Listen to Whip Appeal, Thursdays at 2 p.m. CJLO 1690 AM.
Okay, and we're back. So, yeah, like I said, I went to go see Belphegor last night at Beanfield Theater, and Belphegor was great. Love it. Love the black metal. I love the swords. I love the paint. It was a good time. But there was a band called Arkona. They're a Russian folk metal band. And if you've been listening to the show, you'll know that on the 26th, which is 2 weeks away, 14 sleeps, we're going to do the folk metal episode. So, I know, you know, next to nothing about folk metal. So it was interesting, and they were really good. I want to say surprisingly, but, you know. Anyway, Arkona. I'm going to look them up after the show, and I'm going to definitely play some of that on that episode coming up. All right, babbling. Babble time. I'm babbling again. Here, let's get into some more music. Here's a band from Toronto called Fear, P-H-E-A-R. This is a song called New World Order from a brand new album called Save Our Souls. Wait a minute. And it came out on the 13th of February, so very new and very good. Check this out. New World Order, Fear, Electric Messiah, CJLO 1690. We'll be right back. All right. Electric Messiah. CJLO 1690, that was Antidote of Poison by Sacrifice from the album Volume 6. Before that, we had Fear with their song New World Order from the album Save Our Souls. Both of those are new songs. They were both released in February of this year, and both of those bands are from Toronto. All right, so now let's see if this works. No, that's not working. Okay, let me see what I can do here. Save this. Yeah. Okay, sorry. I'm just trying to do something here. For you, it's for you. Now let's try this again.
Sewer! Spewer!
Sewer Spewer! Hello, it's Chris the Frog of Sewer Spewer with the first inaugural segment on what's happening this week in Jojage or so-called Montreal. Tomorrow, Sunday, April 13th, on the main stage of Fofun Electrique, goth metal artist Wednesday 13 will be playing with Stitched Up Heart from Los Angeles, Dead Rabbits from Phoenix, and Ayatoya from Chicago. On Tuesday, April 15th, Seattle punk band Fan Club will be playing with Total Nada, Crusher Pin, and Young Blades. And at Putzi Campus, Swiss symphonic death metal band Exeon will be playing with Vortex, Ulfednar, and Elixir. On Wednesday, April 16th, at Bar La Ritz, Chicago doom metal band Resin will be playing with Harsh Realm from North Carolina and Sons of Arrakis. And at La Toscadura, there will be a hardcore show with Breakneck from Halifax, One Track Mind, Chain Block, and Unfiled. On Thursday, April 17th, on the cabaret stage of Fofun Electrique, Toronto pop-punk band The Anti-Queens will be playing with The Venomous Pinks from Arizona and Rope Skills. And at MTELUS, stoner punk veterans Grimskunk will be playing with Gros Soleil and The Soreheads. On Friday, April 18th, at Batsimon Set, there will be a fundraiser show for the upcoming Anarchist Carnival, and playing this are indigenous death grind band Fertilizer 1492, hardcore punk band Gaudi, Stab, who are playing their first show, and harsh noise artist Lonesome Hobo. And at Café L'Exode of Cégep du Vieux Montréal, progressive deathcore band Anna Pest will be playing with Chaotic Symbios and Eden Will Burn. And on Saturday, April 19th, on the main stage of Fofun Electrique, melodic death metal band Burning the Oppressor will be launching their new album, Waking Nightmare, and they'll be playing with Born Broken, Lancaster from Quebec City, and Vanta Black Warship. And finally, at Batsimon Set, there will be a show with local metal bands Strigoneria, Merton Scythe, Prosecutor, Post Lovin, and Screaming Steel. That's it for now, but if you want more information and more show recommendations, be sure to follow me on Instagram, Facebook, and on TikTok at Sewer Spewer. I'll be back next week for another segment here on Electric Messiah on CJLO 1690 AM.
Wow. Thank you so much. Thank you so much to Sewer Spewer for giving the people what they want. They want to know when the concerts are, where they are, and that's what Sewer Spewer does. And we appreciate, I reached out to him. I said, you know, I can try and get a list of shows, but you do that and you do it well. And so could you please, would you be interested in doing a little segment for the show? He said, yeah, and I think it works out for everybody involved. And definitely you, the listener, and definitely me, the host. So thanks again to Sewer Spewer. Let's get back into it. This is In Human Condition with their new single off an album. Wait a minute. It's called Mind Trap. It comes out June 27th. On Blood Blast Distribution. They're from Tampa, Florida. This is Severely Lifeless on Electric Messiah, CJLO 1690. Electric Messiah, CJLO 1690. You were listening to Living the Dream by Misfire. That's knocking the mic. That's from their new album, Product of the Environment. It's a single from an album coming out May 2nd on MNRK Records. They're from Chicago, Illinois. Illinois. They're Misfire, and they are currently, well, no, they're about, starting on Sunday, April 27th, they're going to do, I don't know, maybe 14 dates in the States. They're opening for Havoc and Exodus, celebrating the 40th anniversary of Bonded by Blood. I think I'll play some of that next week. All right, let's get back into the show here. I'm your host, Abracadaver. Aldo is off today because he's a mix of tired and hungover, I think. We had a good time at the show last night. And then he worked all day till maybe 8 o'clock. So he deserves a day off. And with that said, this one goes out to you, Aldo. This is from a band called King Parrot. Where do we got them here? Where do I have them on this list? King Parrot, they're from Melbourne, Australia. They have an album coming out June 6th of this year called A Young Person's Guide to what? We don't know. This is from Housecore Records. This is a song called Fuck You and the Horse You Rode In On. Electric Messiah 1690. Here we go.
Fire smoke of fumes, seeds of fear in your eyes. I'll smoke the fire. Movies always start out with the best of intentions. Opinions are shared, debates develop, but then things get heated, words get said, friendships are tested, disagreements break out. This is when the smackdown happens. Join us for our next epic grudge match, Sundays at 2 p.m., Cinema Smackdown, right here on CJLO 1690 AM.
This April, Concordia's Design and Computation Art students are presenting Nodes.na, their annual year-end exhibition. From April 15th to 17th, discover a wide range of future-facing work, from sustainable materials and furniture design to games and immersive environments. The show highlights the intersection of ideas, disciplines, and identities emerging from one of Concordia's most innovative programs, and it offers a glimpse into what's next in design. The exhibition will be open to explore at the Société des Arts Technologiques from April 15th to the 17th and culminate in an unforgettable final event on April 17th from 6 to 9 p.m. We've got some great stuff in store for our guests. It's 18 plus only, free entry for all, and we'll see you there.
All right. So it's, we have about 11 minutes left of the show. Thanks for tuning in this week to Electric Messiah Radio, CJLO 1690. I haven't got to all the songs I've wanted to play today, and I won't get to all of them, but let's just recap the day, the show. So we had, from the start of the show, we had the John Candy with Big Ass Truck, and the song was Earth Splitter. After that, we had Dance of Ixtab, Psycho Pomp and Circumstance, March Number One, from the album Torn Arteries from Carcass. Then we had the Eastern Canadian Vakken Medal winner from last night's battle at Piranha Bar, Soul Thief from Gatineau, Ottawa region, with their song I Can Be Your Johnny Cash off the Citadel EP. Then we had Fear with New World Order, and then Sacrifice with Antidote of Poison, Inhuman Condition with Severely Liceless, Misfire with Living the Dream, King Parrot with Fuck You and the Horse You Rode In On, and the last song we played was also a band from Australia, King Parrot being the other from Australia. The band is Speed, and The album is Only One Mode, and the song is The First Test. Speed are notorious for using a flute. Not many punk bands using flutes. Okay, where should we go next? I know. Let's play a song by a band called Spy. This is Quit the Act. We'll be right back. All right, that was Midnight with their new single, Cleveland Metal, Midnight being from Cleveland. It's from an album coming out May 23rd. It's called Steel, Rust, and Disgust. It's on Metal Blade Records, and that was the single from that album. Where should I go next? Let's set the world on fire with Left to Suffer and Unity TX.
I don't the world. Fuck about nothing. Hit this shit hard, no big.
All right. Hey, thanks for tuning in this week to episode 8 of Electric Messiah Radio. We'll do it again next week, Saturday, 9 to 10 p.m., CJLO 1690. Aldo Loud will potentially be back next week. So I didn't play it this week, but we'll play it next week because I'm going to wait for Aldo. And we have about a minute left to go. So you're not going to hear this entire song. I'm so sorry, but you should go check it out. This is the new single by Turnstile. This is Never Enough. CJLO 1690, Electric Messiah. See you next week, folks. Running.